866-2237.
Welcome to the start of another week here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, the captain of this ship, as we navigate through some interesting waters this hour. And you're invited to participate. We won't throw anyone overboard. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, 800-259-5791. You know, the question that the Republicans are asking themselves, besides, ooh, who's going to win Florida, what's going to happen in Florida, is how do you break down this pie? Because you have Tea Party Republicans, you have establishment, I hate that word, establishment Republicans, you have conservative Republicans, and you have evangelicals. I mean, what happens to the evangelical space in this process of trying to pick a Republican to run against Barack Obama? I think that's a pretty interesting question, too. So right now what's happening in the polls of polls is that Mitt Romney is still in first place. So things have kind of snapped a little bit back into reality for Newt Gingrich. Now, we haven't had the Florida primary, rather, so that'll make a big difference. But the new polls that were released over the weekend show that Romney has a pretty decent lead over the other three just a couple of days before Tuesday's primary. He leads the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, by double digits in the surveys. Then it's the same usual suspects. It's Senator Rick Santorum, who, by the way, had to go back to Pennsylvania because his young daughter, three-year-old Bella, had pneumonia. Good for him. Get off the trail and go watch your kid and make sure she's okay. And apparently she's doing a little bit better. And then, of course, the Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who is the darling of younger people, libertarian slants, and just a lot of us who think that he's very authentic. And now he's starting to get a lot of laughs in some of these debates. But the debate process is done for a couple of weeks. I think 20 was enough. 19, 20. Who's counting? We've been counting. So anyway, that's how the polls come out, and that's what the way it's looking heading into things. If you wanted to know the exact numbers, and this is the CNN poll that came out, Romney had 42%, Gingrich 27%, Santorum 16%, and Ron Paul had 11%. And always the question is, you know, well, who are you going to vote for in this primary? And that's the way it trickled in. Now, the local newspapers in the big areas in Florida are also doing the same thing. Everybody's handicapped, and that's what you do. Make it exciting. Let's inflate this thing. So you got the Tampa Bay Times, you have the Miami Herald, and then the big news station there, at least one of them is Bay News 9. Romney led in that survey, and this is, you know, just days before the vote again. Romney got 42%, Gingrich had 31%, Santorum 14%, and Ron Paul had 6%. Then we have yet another poll. Do you want to hear another poll? I'm going to give you one more poll. An American Research Group survey that was taken really on the heels of that last TV debate where Romney really had improved, right? So Romney was in the top spot, 43%. And I'll reemphasize this again. Who are these people taking these polls? Likely Republican primary voters. That was followed by Gingrich, 32%, Santorum, 11%, and Ron Paul, 8%. Now, you might not give a hoot about any of these polls, any of these crystal ball ways to look into the future and see what's going to happen. But, I mean, I always say this, that there is a reason why people who make a huge living off of taking the pulse of the nation and all kinds of different things, there's a reason why they're making big bucks, because usually they're kind of right. I mean, they're more than kind of right. They're usually pretty right. So while all of this is going on, the polling and trying to project, you know, it makes me think, I thought originally Super Tuesday, maybe this thing's done, but boy, you know, this could go on and on and on and on and on. And is that really good ultimately for whoever the candidate's going to be? Imagine if this were to go just all the way up to the last primary, which it very likely could. And then this is the thing. Are you trying to Are the Republicans trying to put up the best choice? Are they how are they categorizing this? I mean, I gave you a couple of different scenarios. Tea Party, very different from an evangelical person. Very different. Very different from the establishment people. Because the establishment people, they're driving the car where they're saying, listen, get out of our way. We'll try to help you however we can. But if you want to see somebody different in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you got to pay attention to us. You got to pay attention. So Santorum shows no signs of dropping out of this thing, nor does Ron Paul, and certainly Newt Gingrich. He's going to hang on to the race with a death grip. So here's what I want to know. I mean, it's the same thing. Forget all the other stuff. You got Herman Cain endorsing Newt Gingrich. And we've talked about endorsements before, whether you care about endorsements or not. For your money, forget the labels. Who do you think is the best guy to run against an incumbent president who, let's face it, has some good campaigners in his corner? He knows how to get elected. He knows how to win races. In fact, that's probably what Barack Obama does the best. He is a great campaigner. And they're already working it. The Republicans are saying that it's all about sloganisms. That's what they're calling it. I've never even heard of that word. Using the word slogan and adding an ism onto it. That's what the president is doing. He's hopping around the country. And it's slogans they're coming up with. Well, that's what you do in political campaigns. Hope and change, that kind of thing. Rebuilding the nation, you know, come up with it. So I think the Republicans, instead of attacking the Obama people for sloganism, I think they need to come up with a better slogan. They got to come up with something that unites all these different points of view under one umbrella that, hey, you might not get everything you want in the candidate, but what do you want? Do you want the White House, and do you want a conservative bent? Or are you just saying, listen, my guy or no guy? Because there is a big movement, and it's big. Anybody but Romney. You might be in that club, anybody but Romney, even if Romney is the guy who takes it, right? Newt Gingrich questioned a couple of things about Mitt Romney, including, because their attack, that mudslinging continues, including his honesty. Take a listen.
I am saying that he would not be where he is today. The debates this week wouldn't have been where they were if he had told the truth. And I think that's a very serious problem for somebody. The conservatives clearly are rejecting Romney. He is nowhere near getting a majority. And the fact is, once you get beyond Florida, these are all proportional representation states. And he's not going to be anywhere near a majority by April.
Well, there you go. Gingrich himself is saying, forget about it. We're in this thing for a while because he's not going to have the majority. By the way, for Florida, it would be winner-take-all 50 delegates. And Gingrich specifically is saying Romney's claim that he had never voted for a Democrat when a Republican was on the ballot, including Romney's support for Democrat Paul Tsongas. He's saying that's a lie because he can tell you that he voted for Paul Tsongas in the 92 Massachusetts presidential primaries. Partly going after him for that. Interesting times. Very interesting. Hey, you know the boat that flipped in Italy over in that beautiful Tuscan area? Looks like it's going to be there for a while. How long? I got the skinny on that and some other odds and ends on the flip side.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
On America Tonight, and I apologize if you just tune in and you've heard me for the first time ever, and I'll just re-rack this for you. All of us were shocked when we heard about the boat flipping over in Italy, let's face it. You know, we couldn't believe it. And not that there can't be an accident, but it was just shocking when you started to hear the details. Oh, the captain was chasing a pretty Russian blonde who was a hostess on the ship, and they were having dinner because everything was happening in with the cruise ship capsizing. Now they're saying, and then the people who were trapped and people who were trying to get off, and there wasn't a good evacuation plan. And, I mean, this story has tentacles like you wouldn't believe. Ultimately, I think, in talking to an attorney over the weekend, that anybody on that ship, they can be part of that class action suit. They might have more than a leg to stand on. It was incredibly insulting when the cruise line told everybody, oh, well, you know, don't worry about your cruise because we'll just give you the money back for that. Really? Thanks. Jeez, because we had such a good time. And if you want to fly again on the Costa Concordia or one of the other ships, you'll get 30% off. Where do I sign up? I was like the Titanic. I barely got off with my wife and kids, but can I please sign up for another cruise? Ridiculous. That was supposed to make up for this. I mean, what a PR blunder. That was supposed to make up for what happened there. You know, they found a 17th body over the weekend, and this time it was a Peruvian crew member that they found. So 16 crew and passengers are missing. One body recovered from the ship hasn't even been identified. And who knows the conditions of the people, because let's face it, I'll be honest with you, since I have in my reporting days seen people who have drowned, it's not a pretty sight. The body blows up, and then time after time, the water will wear on those bodies when they find them, I guess, in some of these tight places in the ship that flipped all the way over. Some of them maybe even still in some of the rooms, they're going through that. It takes a long time to go through the rooms. So here's the thing. They were going to remove 500,000 gallons of fuel and search for more people. And they did do some of that, but then they had to call it off because they were worried. They had taken on a bunch of waves and they had, you know, it was a lost cause, so to speak. So they had to back away from the Sunday search after finding somebody on Saturday. The crash happens when the captain, as I said, deviates from his planned route, creates a huge gash that capsizes the ship with 4,200 people on board. And now they're trying to backtrack and say, oh, our first concern is the people. We were worried about the people of what was going on the ship and trying to evacuate them. It's too late for that. They blew it. And there's so much tape out there. There's so many people with cell phones that got little snippets of things. They can, you know, they know what was going on here. So listen to this. Check this out. Does this make you really want to take a cruise? Especially, this is a gorgeous area, by the way, where the folks were. There were plenty of Americans and people from all over the place, not Italian folks. There were some, but not a lot of Italians. There was a lot of other people who wanted to go through the Tuscan coast. So they say it's going to take about 10 months to remove the boat because of these rough waters now. They're having to suspend it and all that other stuff. But just even to get the boat out, it's so big. Think of how many tons you're talking about and where it flipped and that it's stuck. So this whole recovery process, once that's done, the actual removal, the wreck is going to be visible from the coast of that island for the entire summer tourism season. I mean, that's what people are going to see. They're going to see this boat that's there. So the people who live in the area have started to circulate this petition to demand that they give them information on how they're going to coexist in the tourism season because that's how they live. So not only did you have the accident and all the situation with the people, but now it's cost the people in this small island livelihoods. They're going to have to stay away from the wrecked ship. And how are the fishermen and scuba divers and private boat owners, all that stuff. I mean, it's a nightmare. But the bottom line is, every single time that I see shots of this boat that's just laying on its side, I think, man, does that not make you want to go? I mean, go on a cruise. You hear these things about cruises. And I got so many emails from you so that I feel compelled on odds and ends after telling you that it's going to be 10 months for them to remove the ship. That I got one from Sarah, I got one from John, I got one from Bob and his wife Lily. And all of you saying to me, oh, you got to go on a cruise. Just because it's one accident, don't let that deter you from, you know, in different ways they said it. But don't let that deter you from a decision to go on a cruise. In fact, Lily said, we took a cruise to Alaska. It was the best thing we ever did. There was no pirates. There was no problem. If you want to go on a cruise, you ought to do one, and you ought to take some of the listeners of America tonight. I don't think so. I was never big on the whole cruise thing anyway. And I wonder how this, you know, what's going on with the cruise ship industry and why there aren't more, why there weren't certain regulations that haven't happened, that didn't kick in over this. I mean, look, what would happen if this ship wrecked somewhere off of one of our shores in the United States? What would happen? Would it take 10 months to move it? I mean, would there be an easier way to try to get these people out? Would there be more people helping? I can tell you one thing. Mulling over whether to remove the fuel from the ship after what we had happen in the Gulf, oh, the response would be amazing. I mean, amazing. With all kinds of ideas. I mean, an avalanche of how to have that happen. I'm just wondering, does anyone think it's just insane that we keep seeing this, everything we hear about this, the 10 months to remove the ship, we'll give somebody 30% off their next trip. I'm wondering if it just dissuades you at all from ever in your life, in your golden years. That's what it used to be. The cruise industry was, I think, really built, used to be, not now, but it used to be built on, boom, you're going to, when you retire, you're going to see the world, you're going to go on a cruise, you and your wife are going to take cruises, maybe you'll take the grandkids, maybe if you're lucky, the whole family can go. And now there's single cruises, gay cruises, divorce cruises, you name it, and they can slap something on it, and they're all over the place, whether it's just a 3 or 4 day jaunt somewhere out of Miami or out of Galveston, Texas, or some other port, New York. They leave from all over. Los Angeles. I think I'd rather just fly, get to an island, and just take my chances and explore that island. That sounds a lot better to me. All right, you want to know a layup that's coming up this week for the people who we put in place in Washington? Could there be an easier layup for them? The Senate is going to vote on a bill to prevent insider trading on the Hill. Gee, what do you think they're going to... So, you know what it is? The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. So stop talking in the hallways. You know how long they have been trading on information? And this is really all came about, most of this is because of a 60-minute report about Nancy Pelosi and some others. But the response, it was easy, like I said, to come up with some piece of legislation for this. And, you know, it was introduced in November. It was passed in a committee, because that's what how you make a law, in December. And it's going to be voted on this Monday. You got Scott Brown. He's a co-sponsor with Kirsten Gillibrand. So you got a Republican and a Democrat who are jumping on this. And I can't see how they're going to have problems getting this through, because really, how many people are going to say, no, I'm going to vote against the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge. I'm sure there's some people that are not happy about it, thinking to themselves, oh, man, all the stuff that I was able to get away with before, now here's one other thing that's closing. Here's another door that's closing. So naturally they're going to go yes for this. They're going to say, yeah, of course, and pass it all the way through. Here's a bigger question. If only we could see the money they made. Who stands to lose the most? Who stands to lose the most? That's what I want to know. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. If you want to sneak in a call, have any thoughts on what do you do if you're a Republican and you don't want the establishment guy, you want somebody else. Which way do you go? 800-259-5791.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Get past the people, get past the human man. Get on down, get on down, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Run down the good, let all say out, out. But show the people I know what I'm just about.
All right, coming up on America Tonight, I promise, we can count. It's about the numbers. I'm going to tell you about the $872 billion that's been lost to the economy in Mexico over four decades. Why do you care? Because we ultimately pay, don't we? Tax evasion, corruption, criminals, all kinds of things. So you got this booming underground economy, and you got a ton of money to foreign spots, and look at what happens, what's lost in the illicit outflowing there, the tax schemes. Pretty costly to the economy, and now you wonder why we ultimately pay the price in America with the things that we're seeing happen along the border. Not to mention, a story came up over the weekend about trash piling up at some of these places where they're crossing, meaning people are crossing in and out like at the Rio Rico border in Arizona. And so now there are volunteers running around gathering all the trash because they're sick of it. There's so much of it. Yeah, chase that American dream and toss your trash on your way in or your way out. Crazy. So that's one of the stories we'll hit up. Also, another thing of interest, I think, is how many people, and I think it's pretty hard to put a number on it, although a lot of people are trying to estimate it, because the Super Bowl, we know. You know, I look, look, I wrote this book called Level the Playing Field, and I talk about how many people watch the Super Bowl and how it's just a slice of Americana now. 111 million last time around. Can you imagine how many people are going to watch this time around? That's why they sell those spots for so much money. So we're going to talk about the whole Super Bowl facts and figures thing, too. Just something interesting I found about people who decide that they're going to call in sick or come up with other ways not to go to work because they go to Super Bowl parties. Let's go to Brian in Kentucky. Hey, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Brian?
I just had a call or a comment about the Republican establishment. I really think, even though the numbers aren't showing it, I think Ron Paul is the best choice to go with to get America back on track.
So how does he become, but here's the problem, Brian. I agree that there's so much that Paul says that other people are trying to pick off and use as their own. Like everything he says about our monetary system, for one. I think when he says clear the decks in some places because we're just paying too much money, to keep troops in certain areas where we don't need as many, like in Germany. But the problem is, Brian, there's a block on Paul to get the nomination unless he goes third party, and he says he's not going to do that. And so you see how in these primaries he's not getting the delegates. You know, he gets 9% in the polls or whatever. He's going to have to start getting those delegates. That's the thing. Or they're never going to put, they're not going to put him there.
I understand that. I just, people need to get out on their own more and research the candidates, not just listen to what the mainstream media says, because it's, I think mainstream media is largely filtered to begin with.
You know what? I would agree with you. I think in some cases that what happens is, you're right, in not on talk shows like this one. I mean, there's, especially not so much in talk radio, although maybe there's some of that, more in television. But you're right. I think people, what you just said there, people need to research their own candidates. That's why I think we need to really rely on the popular vote more than the electoral vote. And going by, you know, the Electoral College and going by this whole delegating process, I think there's another way to do it better and get more of the popular vote.
That's what I've never really agreed with the Electoral College to begin with. That was established back in the 1700s when the candidates, they couldn't go out and campaign nationwide. And
right.
There's not really a need for that now because everybody can research candidates on their own.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And listen, if not for nothing, all of these debates and all these other places where you can find the candidates, there's plenty that you can listen to. You can listen to it whenever you want to. It's, you know, at your leisure when you're not working, when you have time to pay attention and listen. Good suggestion, Brian. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so Brian says Ron Paul, and forget what everybody else is pumping out there. And he agrees with me on the Electoral College. I think, you know, forget that. I'm done with it. Because you know how that works. The Electoral College is a set of electors, basically, who elect a candidate for whatever the office. But if we just go with the president and you were to look at a map of it, you know, there you're looking at 270 electoral votes. If it's, you know, if you're talking about a presidential campaign. Crazy. I still say the popular vote. That's the way to go. All right, let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't think I've ever called you on the first hour before. Anyway.
Hello.
Hey, now, what is the purpose of the Electoral College system set up to help out the rural states to where they had more of a vote? I mean, you know, heck, one square block of Los Angeles would outvote Wyoming.
Yeah, Wyoming, it's interesting. Wyoming gets 3. California gets 55. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, you know, we get 3 votes, but although we only have a 500,000 people, so we only have one representative in the House of, you know, in the House and not 3. So I think it was a way to help the smaller states have a little bit more of a say as to who gets voted into the, you know, into the presidency. But in a sense, you know, if you take certain large states, I haven't ever seen it come down. I don't know if it has or hasn't, to just, you know, a few small states deciding, you know, somebody's little 3 votes deciding the race or not. I don't know. But in any case, so, by the way, talking about staying up later into Monday or whatever, did you at all catch any of the final for the U.S. or the Australian Open?
I watched the entire match, 6 hours. If you're talking about Novak Djokovic and you're talking about Rafa Nadal, it was one of the best matches I've seen in a very, very long time, although my guy was Rafa.
Oh, you're pulling for Rafa?
Yeah.
I didn't really care. I didn't catch him, get into it. I got home and turned it on. It was 6 a.m. I'm going, wait, these guys are still going at it? What? It should have been over by now, shouldn't it have? And I realized they were, in a tiebreak for the fourth set, and then they had to go to a fifth set, and the longest match ever in an open final, and I felt bad for either of them. I was like, they both ought to win, they were just dogging it. So, but the amazing part was that they finished at, 2 o'clock in the morning in Melbourne, Australia?
Yeah, yeah, they all said good morning when they went up. Rafa said good morning to the crowd, and so did Novak when he was accepting his award, and it's just crazy. So it was out for steak and eggs afterwards for the people.
Yeah, and I guess no going to work, huh?
No, yeah, you're not going to work the next day on that one. Oh, we're exhausted. Sorry, mate. Yeah.
I saw the Descendants this weekend with George Clooney.
Did you like it?
I don't know. It was all right. It just, I was about a worry about a dysfunctional family, I guess. But I'm telling you, Kate, I think maybe there was a reason I never had any kids, because if my kid ever looked me in the face and gave me the finger and told me to F off, I think I'd be in prison the rest of my life. I couldn't believe this. And if that's the way this new generation's going, where they just tell their parents what they think and so disrespect, we're in a lot of trouble. So it makes you wonder if we really even need to save a few. I mean, I don't believe that every kid's like that, but I just couldn't believe some of the stuff I was seeing, like, man.
Remember, it's a movie.
I understand, Kate, but you got to show respect for your parents all the way up to, well past.
I agree.
Even to the day they die,
I agree.
When you're in your 70s or whatever,
Yep.
I
agree.
Life. I mean, I couldn't believe this. But I'll tell you what, it is a great, if for people who have never been to Hawaii and you want to see some great pictures, there was some great things to Hawaii in that film. So,
yeah, I agree.
But I don't know, Kate. I think, ever since, I was never for them moving this to 10 pictures or whatever. And, from the original, because originally it was just 5 pictures to pick the best film of the year. And then the big hoopla came over after The Dark Knight didn't get nominated. And so now it's like, I think they're squeezing to get 9 to 10 films in. This year it's only 9. And it's like, I'm looking at some of these films that I've seen already. I mean, I love my Milton Hayes and I loved Moneyball, except I know it was part of the storyline was a bunch of crap. But still, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, that should have been the best film of the year. I mean, come on, So they're squeezing now. I mean, most years, there's really only 1 or 2 or 3 good films that are going to go at it against each other in the Oscar.
You're right.
It happened to be that year with The Dark Knight. There were 5 really good movies, and somebody got left out. But
yeah,
I hope they change this back, because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, some of these films, I'm shaking my head going, hey, they're good movies to watch, but, there's no, stalwart acting or anything in it. So in any case,
I guess
we'll see how that goes,
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Well, anyway, though, I will catch up with you later this week.
Awesome.
And,
talk to you then.
Keep things shining, all right?
All right, thanks. All right, so he says he didn't like the Descendants, and I agree with him there, too. Listen, I like the Descendants, but I agree with him on if you're looking at Best Picture and talking about the Academy Awards, and, I mean, let's face it, talk about a popularity contest. Here, when we talk about politics, I would rather see the national popular vote bill that's been talked about. I'd rather see that just go all the way through, because I think it would be better to have, instead of the way it's going now, I would rather have the most popular votes counted in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Right now, the way it is with the Electoral College, it's not working. So maybe they're taking a page out of what we're doing politically in Hollywood. Just throw them all out there. We'll nominate 15 pictures. And he's right. Moneyball was a great movie, but for Best Picture, yeah, that's kind of a curious thing, I think. We can count on the flip side.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, topping weekend count. Guys, this is ridiculous. Seriously. You know the sister of Kate Middleton who married the prince? Okay, so she's cute, Pippa Middleton. And I don't get into this stuff, so I don't know very much about her, except for that suddenly she's just so hot that everybody wants to talk to her. She's like red hot. Everybody in the world wants photographs of her, the paparazzi are chasing her all over London, all this kind of stuff. And do you want to see them on the tube so much that advertisers will pay sky-high rates for, let's say, Oprah Winfrey or Barbara Walters, who would be on ABC? Winfrey would be on her own network. I guess they're in a TV bidding war for the first U.S. interview for this young sister of Kate Middleton. You know how much they're willing to pay for this? $471,000, supposedly. That is crazy. So, of course, she's taking advantage of this. Can you blame her? It's her 15 minutes. So she's promoting a book about how to be the perfect hostess. That's ridiculous. And do you care? She's all of 26 years old. How many parties has she had? Let me tell you how to be the perfect hostess. And although she's going to donate any money she gets to charity, so that's a good thing. So you can't crucify her for that. But they're willing to pay money for Barbara Walters or Oprah Winfrey's network. They're pulling out all the stops to get this deal because they want to have the first interview. Oh, I don't know. I don't really care that much. But somebody must. They realize that the popularity would mean they could charge enough for the commercials and they would get the money back, I guess. And that's why they would want to be the first to interview her. This is a sad story, I think, that all of you can relate to. And it falls into the numbers category. At least I'm putting it here because it's worth mentioning. Have you ever been in a fog? I mean, so many times if I've had to be somewhere and I'm driving in a late in the evening, kind of almost in the morning hours, and you get that haze. It's only happened to me a handful of times, scary, where you just really shouldn't even be in the car, and you're just nowhere near where you can get out of the car. In Gainesville, Florida, they had cars and trucks that just smashed into each other on Sunday in a very dark Florida highway because there was so much haze and so much smoke. And the drivers were just blinded. They couldn't see anything. So 10 people were killed. Awful. And then finally, rescuers, when they first came, they could only hear screams and people moaning. And the poor visibility made it almost impossible for them initially to find them immediately in these wrecks. Because the wreck was all the way strewn about for about a mile. And this was 75. So they closed 75 in Gainesville. And that fog and heavy smoke from a brush fire is what set that whole thing off. And people were driving home for different reasons. They were in the car at whatever hour. And what a disaster. The photographs that I saw, it really resembled what would look like a disaster movie. You had burned out cars. You had stuff scattered across the pavement. You had smoke all over the place. And cars looked like they just slammed into trucks. And you saw a motorhome that was all over the place. And, boy, just awful, awful accident. But, you know, they couldn't see anything. So they happened to be there at the wrong time. And the two things collided between the fog and the haze. And then, unfortunately, that was it for some of those people. And others feel fortunate because they were able to get around it. All right, I mentioned this number before when I said I was going to do We Can Count. So, you know, you wonder what's going on in Mexico. And this report comes out that just verifies everything that we know, the corruption in the Mexican government. That's why it enrages me when the president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, wants to criticize Arizona or the governor of Arizona or somebody else when it comes to what we're trying to do in this country to handle our illegal immigration problem, when that government is has so little ability to control what's going on with the underground monies and the outpouring of money to safe havens and foreign lands, that there, you know, more than $872 billion is lost in four decades. Corruption, tax evasion, I mean, you name it. It's a cesspool. That's why, you know, we want to talk about the haves and the have-nots. And so why do you think Felipe Calderon says, oh, if our people want to come and we have that working relationship with America, of course, because you're not going to take care of your people. You can't even control whatever's going on with the money flow there and with the things that are happening in, like I said, that underground economy that just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. Corruption abounds. I mean, since 2000, registered tax contributors, this is Mexico, has increased to 37 million from 9 million from the working people. But the local level, about 90% of taxpayers, this is Mexico City, mostly small entrepreneurs, don't pay their fair share. And they say, oh, that's our biggest challenge. We don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Are you kidding? And you look at the legitimate trade between our country and Mexico. It's $400 billion a year, but, you know, you got one side of the border and the other side of the border trying to figure out what's going on with the money flow through the drug trade, let's say, for example. And, you know, in the last decade, you've got the North American Free Trade Agreement. And so what does that happen? The money increased. It just jumped up by leaps and bounds. I mean, we're talking about the illicit money in this report I saw, just naming all the numbers. It goes up $50 billion a year. an average of $3 billion in the 70s, what they had. Boom, now it's way over $50 billion. Yeah, I don't know. Were they talking about building that fence? We never got that fence, did we? All right, here's another one for you, too. I always say this, but there's just so much about the numbers. I saw this because coming up, we've got the Super Bowl. And don't forget, next week in our third hour, we'll have our last nail the score, at least of the NFL of the season. We'll do some other things related to sports, like when we get to the big dance and whatnot. So college hoops coming up in March, end of March. But that'll be in our third hour on Friday. We're giving away a GPS Magellan system that's wireless and a whole bunch of other things if somebody can nail the score. So will you be going to a Super Bowl party? Check this out. Coupon Cabin did a survey and found out that about 20% of the people who took the survey said they would skip out on important work they had to do, vacations, the wedding of a close friend or a family member, to see their team play in the Super Bowl. They also said that they would be willing to miss the funeral of someone they cared about and the birth of their child. That's awful. Birth of their child? Are you kidding me? So the popularity we know is there with the Super Bowl. We know it's there. And you can tell because, what, 56% of the people who are surveyed in the United States in these various polls, not just that one, not just the Coupon Cabin, say they plan to watch the Super Bowl. And 40% tune in for even just the commercials. Some go to the Super Bowl parties, and then some just want to watch the game. Some want to bet on it. But regardless, people go. And then the next day, they come up with excuses of why they can't make it to work. But, Matt, I know that if you, one of your buddies, sadly, or something happened where somebody close to you passed away, I know if Minnesota was in the Super Bowl, you could just DVR it and go to the funeral.
We'd probably just bring them to the funeral or to the game, have the game on at the funeral, something like that.
Like Weekend at Bernie's, just prop the person up
right
in the seats.
Something like that, or have the funeral in a bar somewhere.
I think it's unbelievable that people would say that they would miss the funeral of somebody, a family member, and the birth of a child. Does that man who misses the birth of a child think that he's going to keep his relationship together for a very long time? Ah, gee, bad timing, honey. I wish you could have just held that water. The water broke at the wrong time because we have got to get through this game. My, oh, my, what is wrong with people?
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?